It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now, the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We're recording this program at 10:39 in the morning on Thursday, June 21st here at City Hall. Joining me is Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, the Public Affairs Specialist for the city, and you've got quite a show lined up today.
I do. Good morning. Yes, and welcome everybody to our podcast. Yeah, we have a couple things going on this weekend, so we have a couple guests with us to talk about those happenings that's going on.
The biggest one for me is, it seems to me like the police department, which has to do all of the public safety initiatives for everybody in the city throughout the year, and that takes a lot of their time right there, it seems to me that they are now being tasked with more and more special events throughout the course of the year. And to handle those special events, they've had to come up with a number of plans over the years. And now it seems to me like we're going to be starting to use some consistent plans for any event. Here to talk about special event planning and, more importantly, the big scraping the coast event this weekend is a major from the police department, Major Chris DeBeck. Hello, Chris.
Hi, and I'm glad to be here.
I'm sorry, we just get off. We drink a lot of coffee here in the morning.
Hello.
So, Chris, one of the things that that y'all have been doing here recently is we had a rack card that was prepared for Scraping the Coast, which is I call it the rambunctious young cousin of Cruising the Coast. But Scraping the Coast is becoming quite an event itself.
Oh, yeah. Every year we get more and more people coming into the event, and it's growing just like all the other events you've mentioned and talked about. Every year we seem to add an event, and each event grows. But that card is really helpful because it gives people an idea of where the event's taking place, some of the rules, kind of guidelines to follow, as well as like on it has the Be Alert, 888-777, text Biloxi, and you can get all kind of updates to that.
And so people will know what Scraping the Coast is it is an event that is geared primarily to those vehicles that are, I guess you would call them, low-riding vehicles. It's a younger demographic, but it has been here for what?
This is the 16th year, I believe.
In 16 years, and I think the latest numbers I saw was it attracts about 16,000 people, auto enthusiasts, and I think there's about 3,000 or 2,300 somewhere near registered cars. But you get a number of people along Highway 90, and that means you have a traffic plan on Highway 90, and when does it start, and what is it going to involve?
Right, that traffic plan is really to keep traffic flowing, keep people safe. And what we're doing is, of course, right now you're seeing Public Works out putting up barricades along the route, but on Friday morning they'll go down and they'll put cones down the center lanes. Highway 90 will still be four laned. The cones will go from I-110 to DeBees Road. As traffic picks up and as we see the need, and then we'll implement the two lane.
And the two-lane traffic means that you can only use that outside lane. If you're going towards Gulfport, you want to be in that right-hand lane. If you're going to Ocean Springs, you want to be towards that in that right-hand lane. That center lane, those two left-hand lanes are reserved for emergency vehicles only. Chris, I got to tell you, it seems to me like you're reducing, cutting in half the traffic lanes. Does that mean traffic's going to gridlock? Isn't this terrible?
No, it means traffic keeps flowing. The more traffic we can push, the more traffic we can flow. It doesn't matter if it's one or two lanes. It keeps cars moving, keeps people safe. Another thing is the lighted intersections will still be open. Once we two-lane it, then there will be four intersections open, two primarily in West Biloxi would be Camellia and Rodenburg. That's going to help get on the service drive for those places like Restaurant Row and everything else, as well as DeBees for people turning around.
I spoke to one of the event organizers the other day, and they are excited about this traffic plan. They believe that it will help traffic keep moving because they said in the past one of the negative things they've heard about this event is how, because there's so much traffic, it's gridlock, and even how businesses and residents around here complain about getting around the city, and they feel that this will help alleviate some of those negative views.
Chris, this traffic plan came up years ago for spring break in its second year, and then we did it for a couple of years, and it looked like the crowd started getting smaller for spring break, and then all of a sudden there was a resurgence. You went back to the traffic plan last year, and now it looks to me like the police department is going to make this traffic plan standard operating procedure for major events.
Right. Like I said before, it's all about keeping traffic moving. The more traffic we can keep moving, people can still see the cars they want to see, the spectators, and the most important thing, we keep people safe.
Well, and I don't want to overlook this other hugely important thing. By having that left-hand lane reserved for emergency vehicles, if William Sackett lives in West Biloxi and he dials 911, he wants the assurance of knowing that a police car, a fire truck, and an ambulance can get there. That's the biggest thing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. When we get that call, we need to be able to get to where we need to be able to go, whether it's a fire truck, AMR, police car, whoever.
And if people want to avoid all of this traffic, I'm thinking Pass Road, I-110, any other road.
Yeah, if you're not coming down to spectate at the event, you know, certainly you want to avoid the area.
But if you are going to a restaurant or one of the businesses down in that area, have the satisfaction of knowing police are going to be there and they are going to keep the traffic moving.
Right. And one of the best ways, if you're not coming down for the event, to be informed is that be alert, text Biloxi to 888-777.
I got to tell you, I did a radio interview this morning over at Super Talk, and man, they are big fans of this Be Alert 888-777. And I think you have also probably gotten a lot of feedback on just how timely it is for special events.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of good feedback, and not just for special events, but if we had a storm coming in or whatever the case is, the city tries to push out the information through that Be Alert, and it's been a great tool.
It is a great tool, folks. I can't tell you how many times my phone will light up. I know where I'm going, what to avoid, where to go around. Wonderful, wonderful addition.
Now, Chris, if somebody wants to sign up for this program, how do they go about it? What does it cost?
It costs them absolutely nothing. They just text Biloxi to 888-777.
888-777. And how do you spell Biloxi?
B-I-L-O-X-I.
B-I-L-O-X-I. I thought it was a simple thing. Any other advice you have for people for this weekend? In the event, we didn't say when do we anticipate traffic picking up, et cetera, and how long is this traffic, these cones, going to be out there?
The cones will only be out there for the weekend, of course. We do anticipate traffic starting to pick up around Friday evening. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. The best advice I can give is to be aware of your surroundings, be aware of the people you come with, make sure everybody stays safe. If you have valuables, lock them up, don't leave them out, and come down and have a good time.
That's what it's all about. That's why the police are doing this. They want to help everybody that they can get to where they need to go. Any closing thoughts?
No, just like I said, come down, be safe, and have a great time.
And be alert.
And be alert.
888-777. Yes, Cecilia.
I was going to say, since I don't think we mentioned, the event itself is this weekend happening Saturday and Sunday. The main event is happening at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Coliseum and Convention Center from 8 to 5 both days. And they're going to have live music. They're going to have different types of contests. They're going to have some vehicle debuts from Gas Monkey Grill. Garage. And we're going to have a couple other, they have a lot of other vendors there. They have entertainment, so it'll be at the Coast Coliseum.
And there won't be any steamers.
No, there will not be any at all. Now, we also have another guest that's with us this morning, Cecilia, and it's someone who really makes sure to keep that natatorium running over there in tip-top shape. Introduce it.
Yes, we have someone that's actually worked for the city for many years. He started out as a lifeguard at the Biloxi Natatorium, and now he is the recreation superintendent at the Biloxi Natatorium. That's Jamie Lee. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you for having me, Cecilia.
Yeah, you've been here a couple times before, swim team. We have an all-year-round swim team. You talked about that before. But before we get into that, let's tell us a little bit about what event is happening this weekend.
Well, in addition to, you know, the Scraping the Coast, we have our own kind of little version of that. It's called Splashing the Coast, where we host a three-day swim meet here at the Natatorium beginning on Friday.
And tell us more about the event, like how many swimmers you have, where they come from.
Yeah, we're looking at about 400 swimmers coming in to the coast for the weekend. We have some swimmers coming out of Texas. We have some in Arkansas, Louisiana, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and as well as our home state here in Mississippi.
That's awesome. So we have a lot of swimmers from the South participating. Do you know what annual event this is?
I believe this is going to be either the 9th or 10th annual that we've had this meet. And it's been a very large swim meet, you know, historically, and we're looking for another great meet as well this weekend.
And one thing you haven't mentioned is we have one big team that is swimming in this meet. It is our very own, the Biloxi Elite Swim Team.
That is correct. We have right under 100 of our own swimmers, I think 98 to be exact, from our home team here that will be competing in the meet this weekend. So that's a great number for us, and we're really excited to be hosting this meet.
Do you have any star swimmers, any that you think that may meet or beat some records?
We're hoping. We've been working really hard, and you know, the coaching staff is excited to see what happens this weekend as you know, we go through this meet, and then we'll travel to Cleveland here mid-July for our state meet. So that's kind of the end game that we're preparing for, but this is a great stepping stone to get there.
That's awesome. Well, tell us a little about if anybody's interested in participating in our Biloxi Elite Swim Team, which is an all-year-round swim team that takes place at the Biloxi Natatorium. Tell them how they can participate, when practices are, a little bit of that information.
Okay. The best thing to do would be to go on our website. You can find it at BiloxiElite.com. There's also a link on the city's Biloxi.ms.us through the Parks and Rec website that you can find that. You can call the Natatorium, or you can email us at swimteam@biloxi.ms.us. You know, practice times vary for different levels of ability. You know, we have many different opportunities for swimmers that just kind of fits best in, you know, the swimmer's parent schedule, because, you know, we know everybody's busy, especially during the summertime. So we try to offer as many different opportunities as we can for swimmers to get to the pool.
And you have morning, but you do have practices in the morning at times and in the evenings, correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And, you know, on Saturday mornings when we're not hosting events. So, you know, the best thing to do is just contact us. Get in touch with us. We can, you know, give you more information on an individual basis. Because like I said, you know, a swimmer who has been doing it for such a long time that's really committed, you know, their expectations are going to be a lot higher than someone who's just coming into the sport trying to get used to what's going on. So we kind of try to do it on an individual basis.
That's really good that you work with the swimmers. You make them feel comfortable, you know, to join a sport, because, you know, that can be a little bit, it can make, you know, kids or people a little bit nervous to participate in something new. And then to see those swimmers, like you said, that have been there for years and that's doing all these laps. So that's very nice that you work with them on that. What are the ages?
You can sign up pretty much at any age. You know, we don't discriminate by age, but, you know, they have to be able to survive in the water. And, you know, that's another good thing that we're blessed with, is a great facility, a great aquatics program, that it doesn't really matter what age or ability you're at. You know, we can find a program that best suits your needs, whether it be, you know, the infant class, mommy and me type, you know, that you can get in and get used to the water. Then, you know, we have different levels, 1 through 4, of swim lessons. We have summer league programs. You know, we have high school programs that are held there. We have year-round swim teams. So, you know, just anyone who is interested in swimming, just contact us, and we can find something, you know, for the individual interested, definitely.
Like you said all that, but it's also open to the public, weekdays and for the summer weekends. Tell them those hours.
Absolutely. The Natatorium is open from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday for adults who are 18 and over. During our seasonal months, of course, during the summer, we're open from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. for children 17 and under. And we've just recently, in the past month, opened on Saturday from 12 to 5, and that's good for all ages. And, you know, it's very affordable. We have pass options available for residents, non-residents, seniors, so on. But, you know, you can just come down and pay the daily fee, $3 per adult, $1 per child, and, you know, just make sure you have the right swim attire. And, you know, the water is at a great temperature right now. It's so hot outside, and it's really refreshing. So come on down and see us.
And there's something unique at the Biloxi Natatorium that Do we have any around here that has a roof? Tell them about the roof.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Olympic-sized pool, which is 50 meters long by 25 yards wide. And we, as Cecilia was saying, have a really unique facility in which we can open the roof and, let some natural light in and fresh air. And I think the nearest one that I've seen traveling around to various places has been in Orlando. So, yeah, we're pretty much the only one in the area. It's very great.
Do you know when that was built? How old is this auditorium?
The pool, I believe, was put in 81. Mm-hmm. Then they went ahead and covered it in 87, I believe, mm-hmm. Somewhere around that. And, we had our major renovation in 2007, a couple years after Katrina. And, it's still the same old auditorium, clear water, great pool, great facility, and very fortunate to work there.
But there is an addition. Was it last year that y'all added? You enclosed the lobby area and doors to the bathroom, which I know that sounds kind of odd, but it used to be open. You'd walk in, you have to go through the dressing room, and in the summertime, you would sweat before you even got in the pool. Then when you'd get out of the pool, you'd go in the shower, change, get ready for work, and then you'd sweat by the time you got outside the door. Well, now they've enclosed it and added heat and air, so it's very comfortable setting to get ready before and after swimming.
It's like being in a spa.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty funny that you mentioned that because, growing up and swimming there and also working there until recently, like Cecilia said, it was just so hot during the summer in the office area. We were very limited on the air-conditioned spaces, and now we're able to climate control that area. But, now, swimmers are complaining that, hey, we might need to turn that thermostat up a little bit because it's a little too cold in here. So it's working, and we're still kind of in, the beginning stages of it, trying to find that happy medium temperature that works for everybody. But it's been a blessing. Glad we had that done. It's been great.
Okay, so if anybody wants to get in touch with you, Jamie Lee, how can they contact you?
Like I said, they can go online, BiloxiElite.com. They can navigate through the city's website as well, Parks and Rec, through the aquatics page, and find information. They can call the natatorium, 228-435-6205, or, shoot us an email, swimteam@biloxi.ms.us.
Well, thank you very much, Jamie, for joining us today, and good luck at the swim meet this weekend.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been City Desk. That's news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.